Now, to help us sort out some of the latest developments and issues surrounding stem cell research, we have a very controversial guest, Sammy the Stem Cell. Welcome.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sammy the Stem Cell.
All rights reserved.
Hey, before we continue, Sammy, how was your Thanksgiving?
How should I know? What is this old home week?
No.
You want to know how my Thanksgiving was? Here, savor some of this gravy I brought back to you in my pants.
Oh, my God, you're disgusting.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm Sacred Life. Deal with it. By the way, where's your sidekick, Fat Albert?
His name is Mark Riley, and he's on vacation.
Yeah, vacation, my puckered Oprah.
Hey.
Right now, he's busy mailing out more resumes than the Bush administration. Like rats leaving a sinking ship, right, Maren?
Hey, look, that's stupid, Sammy. It's stupid, and don't talk about Oprah that way. She's a good person, Sammy.
Yeah, you can go suck my Billy Joe, you burger butt prank monkey.
Now, Sammy.
Yeah, Mr. Stem Cell, if you don't mind.
Now, Mr. Stem Cell.
Sammy.
Okay, Sammy. Now, Sammy, according to...
Mr. Stem Cell, if you don't mind.
No, okay, now, Mr. Stem Cell.
Sammy.
Damn it, Brendan. I just read ahead, and it looks like the script goes on around and around like this for, like, the next five pages. What the hell's the deal here?
Oh, please, Mr. Maron, don't hit me again. My wife is wondering where all these bruises come from.
Dude, Mark, it's me, Dave. I can answer your question. What I printed out today's script, I must have lost five pages.
Uh-huh.
So I just copied one page five times and reinserted it into the script, hoping no one would notice.
Uh-huh.
It was a dangerous gambit, I admit, but worth a try. I hope you forgive me, you kale-munching recovery hippie.
Well, that's very touching, Dave. Of course I forgive you. But, hey, wait a minute. Did you just call me a kale-munching recovery hippie?
Bring it on, dude. I'll kick your ass from here to the enchanted broccoli forest.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, guys!
Yes.
Guys! Can we get on with it? You know, this bowl of crystal meth ain't gonna smoke itself, if you know what I mean.
Okay, Sammy. This comes directly from Business Review Online. According to a consensus of American scientists, stem cell research in the United States is seriously lagging behind South Korea. What's your reaction?
Brennan, what are you doing with that gun? Watch out, Mark.
Call a doctor.
Call a doctor. What? There's blood everywhere.
Oh, my God. I'm floating above my body. I can see myself. Crap, there's my bald spot. Damn toupee. Oh, look, there's Jim and Dave and Kalo. Wow, Brendan sure did go nuts. But who can blame the little guy, the way I treated him that time in the Air America laundry room? Whew. Now I'm floating over the other sound booth. Well, hey, there's Springer just sitting there waiting for my show to end. Gotta find out where he buys his hair pieces. Floating. Floating over Riley's office. Fat Albert. That was funny. Floating over the executive offices. Hey, there's my contract. And there's Jim's contract, too. Well, wait a minute. Those aren't the executive offices. This is the men's restroom. No!
Thus ever to tyrants!
Today's fantasy visit by Sammy the Stem Cell was brought to you by the good people of AutoZone. Right, Sammy?
Get into the zone! AutoZone! Bye, everybody!
Dude, you got any pot?
That kills me every time. Why is it the way you say that, Dave? That is so... damn authentic.
I don't know, man. I don't know where I get it.
Yeah, you know, you know,
method acting, maybe.
I've noticed that you're no dummy, man. You know, you do this thing where you kind of seem like you are, but you're not. You're a thoughtful guy. I've noticed that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
thanks for noticing.
Yeah, you know, sometimes he just comes in with the like translucent, very tiny translucent bugs.
That's why you're feeling the bed bug.
Right, that's the thing smart people do to get out of doing work.
Yeah, yeah. No, to his credit, I mean, he's got like four things to do, and he really utilizes the 3 hours he has to do them, and he gets them all done.
Yeah, you know, like every time he asks me to do something, it makes me feel important. So, morning when you asked me to get your binder, that was a real raised my ego up.
Oh, is that what that look was? That was an ego raising look?
Yeah, it was.
Not the, why can't you walk to the other room and get it, Maren?
No, it was a mixture of confusion and.
I'm sorry, Jim, are you
ego.
Okay?
You have a binder?
Yeah, it's right here. That's my little binder. It's like I'm in grade school. This is my binder.
It's got your name on it and everything, Aaron Maren. I see a new eBay auction item.
Yeah. You used to have my name on it. I don't know what happened to it. Pashman had my name on it, didn't he, at one time? I guess he took it when he left. That's it. I'm taking Maren's name off the binder. When we come back, Lawrence Korb will be here, I believe. He's the senior fellow at the Center for American Progress with a plan to leave a
life. You're listening to Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.